back in the lineup?
Yep, Matty's back in.
And that's for Gabriel?
Correct.
What's he bring back to the lineup?
So in some ways, what Gabriel brings, right? Lots of energy on the bench, lots of joy for the game, different kind of physicality on offense, but the same effectiveness. So he can get on the puck and create some things. We think we're really pleased with where Mason Appleton is in terms of his pace and his drive, and we think that Nick Shore can move some pucks and make some plays. So we're hoping that we've gotten good energy off our fourth line, but we'd like to get a little bit more in terms of offensive production. So it's a good place for him to come in. Nick's a real smart center iceman and will be able to move off him, but we're hoping for a little more action off that line.
Cody comes in here a little disappointed that he got traded. Natural, I suppose. How has he handled that and also integrated himself into the team?
I think real well. One of the things that you learn from him, he's a real good pro. He knows what his game is, so he's not trying to find a game or trying to change how he plays. The challenge that he's had is I've played him with him. He came in flux when the two of the guys he might have started with weren't in our lineup, and then we've moved him around. But I have to think a player that's good defensively, wins faceoffs, battles and competes, does mind playing with Nick Ehlers and Patty Laine, because there's some action there too. I mean, he's gonna have an opportunity to more than just check, so to speak. So I think pretty excited about it. Again, Patty was out for a couple of games, so we haven't had enough of a look at it for those guys to build any rhythm, but we think they can score some goals.
Hi, Coach. Pete DeBoer mentioned to us when he was hired with the Golden Knights that he had called you, maybe solicit a little advice on taking over a team kind of midway through. Can you offer a little insight into maybe what you had kind of told him about that?
Well, I think the idea was Pete hadn't taken a team over mid-season before, and a real smart hockey man, as you've come to find out. There's a tendency to want to fix or change a bunch of things, you know, kind of put your stamp on it. But I mean, he goes into Ottawa, correct? And you guys are on that block of road games that split over the break. So I don't know that he gets a practice at home for about 3 weeks before he's got the team. So there wasn't any room to do a lot of major shifting. I gave him my opinion on where I thought Vegas was at from what I'd seen them play. And I guess the same thing that I felt about my tenure here, like Pete's the right guy for that team right now. So his teams always play fast. We clearly are trying to do that as well here, and that would be the change in the team that we would have seen. Gets off the break, gets home, and then I think the shots are 52-24 in that St. Louis win, and that's the first tell that something's changed with the group, right? Very, very dynamic now off the rush. The number of goals they've scored just off the rush or, you know, within 5 or 10 seconds of entering the offensive zone, and it's all speed. Quick decision, puck to the net. If not, they don't mind making plays. And that would be what you saw for 4 years in San Jose.
The fact that you guys have had to grind out so many of the games this season is part.
Just all of them.
Yep,
that's it. That's the key piece. The games now, as they tighten, and Vegas has more breathing room than maybe the rest of the teams. We got Vegas twice and Colorado twice, but other than that, these are all teams we're fighting in the playoffs. That game's going to look exactly the same. There's a grind to it and an intensity to it, and so that has to be there, right? You have to play as hard as you can, battle it, but it's going to end up being the smartest team after that, and that intelligence will be shown on the things that you don't try to do, right? That's playoff hockey. It's the pucks that go deep that should go deep, but you got to make plays on the chances that you have. So both teams are under the same kind of risk profile. The dangerous teams are the ones that have 100 points, and there's a reason they got 100 points, because they got all that. And then the teams who don't care anymore, right, because it's over for them. These teams come in and they got something on the line, so they're making as many smart plays as they can, put you in a real good grind.